Hello, Audio Boom. It's Derry Lala here. So I hope you're well today. A bit of an Apple Watch update. So, on last night, coming home from work, I used Blind Square. I just see how it felt, you know. I found my bus stop wanted to get off, bus stop 166, that means nothing to anybody else, but that's fine. I double tapped and held, and it's a kind of route, so I did. I hit start, and oh, we all, my watch started to buzz and vibrate. So, when we're coming to the turns, I presume this is what you might call haptic feedback. When you come to a turn, when you needed to turn left, it would vibrate like a heartbeat, slowly, like vroom vroom, vroom vroom, vroom vroom, and that means turn left. And then, because your heart is on your left, I presume. And then when you turn right, it vibrates faster. Nicely before the corner, and you vibrate faster, and you need to turn right. And it guided us home. Now, I had my earphones in as well, but I could have just easily put the phone back in my pocket. So today, myself and my wife were going to the Ioneer Hospital. And Martha said, I'm going to use the watch. Not the phone, because she's an iPhone 6. It's a bit bigger, and it's not safe really to be using the phone out in public that way, I suppose. So, using the watch, she put in the Royal Victoria Ioneer Hospital, Adelaide Road. And when we got off the bus, we got a new bus, a bus we don't normally get to the Ioneer Hospital. It's a bit of a little walk, and it vibrated. Martin told us to go left, and we walked left. We walked up Aylesford Terrace. And when we got to the top of Aylesford Terrace, just about 10 paces or so before, the watch vibrated again to go left, and we did, and found the hospital, and it was brilliant. And on the way back, it did the usual stuff, I made it go right and right, but Martha's eyes were dilated, it would drop, so her vision wasn't as good. That's why I was with her, I think. Maybe it was for company as well, but no. No. So we went to Ioneer, did that, and the watch was great. We were, well, wasn't doing anything then, but then we got the bus back in, and then we were fine, we knew where we were going. The watch would vibrate, take a right turn, left turn. We knew where we were going, then we're there. We knew where we were getting to our bus stop. So, sometimes it's tricky on different buses to know where you're getting off, because we've got two buses to the Ioneer. So the maps on the Apple Watch, I keep calling it an iWatch, sorry about that, Apple Watch. That would annoy me in another, if I was listening to a podcast and they kept referring to it as iWatch, that would drive me feckin' scatty, so sorry about that. Drive me frascatty. So the Apple Watch vibrates lovely to tell you to go left or right, and the haptic feedback is fantastic. So that's all I have to say. What else are we doing this evening? We're going to do pizza and some nice garlic bread. We've also put bread in our bread machine, a rustic French loaf, which we put in around after 4 to 6 hours it takes, so it does a bit of proving, rising and baking and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that should be ready around 10 o'clock, and we'll have that for breakfast with a poached egg or a boiled egg or something like that. So it's 7, just gone 7 o'clock. Last night I started my Linux and Raspberry Pi course. It was at 2 o'clock in the morning, the grand time of 2 a.m. For me, 8 p.m. if you live in the East Coast, North or East Coast America. 7, 6 and 5 p.m. if you live in different parts of America. And if you live in Perth, Australia, it's 9 a.m. in the morning. So kind of a crazy time, but it was good to attend the first class. So I wasn't working there, going to the Ioneer Hospital instead. It was good to attend the first class to learn all about Linux and the Raspberry Pi. So it's a 12 or 13 or 14 week course. So I'll attend a few of the live lectures. Other than that, it's podcasts and email lists and share it out for help. So that's it. Hope you all have a good day. I suppose I should finish with some music, but I've nothing prepared. I can do Freaky Foos, Get Up, and Yeah, that's it. Have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all very soon.